It is May Day, or Beltane, as many pagan traditions call this time. According to the Tongshu, which is an ancient Chinese almanac, May 6 is the first day of summer. So just to clarify, in the West, summer solstice is often heralded as the first day of summer, but this is actually when the days start to get shorter because yin is growing. So summer solstice marks the height of yang as the longest day of the year. This is the zenith of yang energy. So now, as we are right between spring equinox and summer solstice, it's the beginning of summer, as we have about 6 weeks left until summer solstice, when the days actually get shorter. So this is the time for us to really launch into summertime activities and doing and productivity. It's the time to really conduct ourselves in a way as nature does. So sometimes I think in the West, there's a prevalent tendency to believe we are magically outside of the cycle of nature, that somehow, you know, these agricultural societies perhaps heralded different kinds of shifts in seasonal conduct, but now we're advanced and beyond this idea of conducting ourselves in accordance with seasonal qi. But this kind of arrogance is expensive, not only to our personal health, but to our planetary health. We are part of nature, and when we conduct ourselves in this way, it brings longevity and a deep embodiment of what it means to actually be a human being. There is a timing to everything, and when we conduct ourselves with this fundamental idea of doing things at the right time, it brings about the nourishment of our destiny. So frequently in the West, qi is defined as energy, but really qi is about time. It holds the changing of the seasons, the moon, and other cycles as governing our conduct. And when we're in accordance with the seasonal qi, we prosper. And when we disobey these qi cycles, it brings decline and premature aging. So Lu Ming would say there's two major causes of death. The first is birth, and the second is failure to live in accordance with the seasonal qi. So we're going to talk a little bit in this podcast about spring and summer and the difference between those. Where the yang qi was immature in early spring, now it's reaching its maturation and there is completion all around us. So summer's conduct can actually be more forceful than in spring, and certainly than in early spring when there was very little qi available for us. And when we talk about conduct here, we're not talking about a moral conduct like a Protestant or Judeo-Christian idea of right and wrong. This is simply resultant. When we conduct ourselves in accordance with the qi around us, it brings health and longevity. And when we don't, it brings the other thing. So the heraldic animal of summer is the red phoenix, this enormous magical bird whose radiance is the sun. It's the ascendance of yang rising out of the cold, dark devastation of winter. And this red phoenix pulls all dormancy into action. We have about 6 weeks before yang begins to decline and yin begins its growth towards winter solstice. So this is the time to fully dive into whatever it is that you are devoting this year to and be fully active in participating in your growth. It is in accordance with nature to plow full steam ahead with projects, ideas, resolutions, and plans. The Nei Jing says, 3 months of summer are a time of splendid. The Nei Jing says the 3 months of summer are a time of splendor and growth when all things fruit. Anything is possible when we align ourselves with the qi available for us now. There is the possibility of the nourishment of our destiny, of what it is we want in the world. In the botanical environment, we can observe plants becoming themselves. That which was dormant and not visible in the winter is now in its state of splendor. So everything can flourish in the summertime. There's enough sunshine that communication between the sky and the earth is fully activated. So moisture is being drawn up from deep within the earth by that heavenly yang qi. The plants that are reaching up for the sun are using that fire of heaven to suck up the yin, this moisture in the ground. This is happening all around us, and we also have this possibility available for us. So this hot qi of summer is what can bring about the completion of the plans and ideas that we had in the spring. On the other side, if we don't act ourselves in accordance with the summer qi that's available for us, we stumble. The Neijing says, disobey the mandates of summer, and it will bring harm to the heart and produce fever or trapped heat in the autumn. Inappropriate behavior in the summer will create deficiency at autumn harvest. We are part of the seasonal change, and when we follow this dance of life, we preserve our vitality. Even though there is so much abundance available to us right now, it is possible to squander this abundance with excessive ambition, rigidity, power-seeking, and aggression. All of these kinds of emotions damage the heart-mind, or the shen, we say in Chinese medicine. And this, in turn, leads to premature aging. I think we often see this in kind of like the stereotype of sort of a man in his 50s or 60s that's having heart attacks and, you know, it's just like going, working, hasn't really had that time to rest in the winter months. So spring is the time when the new ideas are generated, and summer is the time that they really get legs and manifest. As we age, the differentiation between spring and summer becomes even more vital. So having the freshness of sprouting new ideas in the spring is actually what keeps us young. So if we don't practice the spring newness, we get older faster. And we need to let go in the springtime and allow innovation in. And as we age, this doesn't necessarily need to be productive. It could be restorative, new, fresh ideas, but it does need to contain that new young. When the fresh young comes in, it starts to solidify and press new ideas to replace the old ones. And if this process fails to take place, summer manifests as heat damage. And we can even see this in the autumn, carrying through all the way to the autumn. So clinically, we can see this heat damages premature aging. If we are conducting ourselves the same throughout the year, perhaps a 40-hour a week job, 12 months a year, what is generated as successful in the summer, in the winter time, actually is an emptiness and a deficiency. We say that a small fire warms the hearth and a large fire burns the house down. Fire is often very strong in youth, but we must be cautious about it as we mature so that we do not let it blaze and deplete our kidney qi. If we cultivated yang properly in the spring with education, such as visiting shamans, consulting the oracle, visiting wise people, reading books, this is the way we can cultivate yang in the spring. Then the summer's pattern of yang can be that of acquiring and growing. So it will then be more productive rather than being a fire that's out of control and blazing. A healthy yang in the summertime, it's a kind of a dominance that can afford a mildness and a generosity. Now I'm going to read a quote from the Neijing. The 3 months of summer are called the time of splendor and growth. At summer solstice, yang qi reaches an apex and yin qi emerges. Yin and yang co-mingle and all living things and beings prosper. Yang qi energizes all phenomena and yin gives them shape. Because of this yin-yang co-mingling, all things flower and fruit. People, like all phenomena, are included. They should follow the seasonal qi to preserve vitality. I'm going to talk a little bit about exercise. It's just like in the spring, it's important to go to sleep when it's dark and rise at dawn. It's counseled to wear loose clothing an untied hair and do your practice at sunrise to grasp this fresh yang qi available to us. This is the time to go a little bit further in your exercise and train a little harder and maybe push a little bit more out of any time in the year. Sweating will help move any internal stagnation out of us, and the counsel is to then rub the sweat into the body briskly, which helps polish the protective qi or the wei qi. It's strongly emphasized to drink water in the morning and to not rise late. On an emotional conduct level, this is an important time to avoid anger and stay calm. Lu Ming would say, pushing the body a little bit in exercise is okay, but not the emotions. If we are quick to anger, we inflame the pernicious side of yang, which manifests as aggressiveness and violence. As far as what to eat, we can see all around us these flowers that are blooming and they die quite quickly, especially with the heat. Their blooming is a kind of celebration of this communication between heaven and earth. But these small flowers do not have enough qi to last all the way to the autumn, right? They take the things that take the whole summer to grow are more complex and nourishing and thus stable. So going into the autumn time, we have pumpkins and squash, which have so much qi they can be stored all winter. The flowers we see are harder to store, at least fresh without drying them. And it's important to eat a lot of greens this time of year to replenish the fluids and to drink water regularly to avoid any kind of drying action from the summer heat. With children, it's important to not force maturity too quickly on them. This is important all through the year, but especially in the summertime where immature yang is celebrated. So too much exposure to media, movies, news, and magazines, which have weird content in them, will cause our children to grow up too quickly. Children should be irresponsible. This experience of innocence and incompleteness of children is what generates new ideas and helps us have change in our world. If we push kids to grow up too fast, we get a dominant yang as they become adults that becomes the energy running our society. It's malignant. And this happens by one of the ways this can be encouraged is by pushing responsibility on children too early. Summer is the time of passion. Hot fire, summer qi is associated not only with the ordinary sense of personal joy, but also the pleasure that comes in our contact with others. So passion is welcomed in the summer. In pagan traditions, Beltane or May Day was the time when people lit fires and stayed up all night making love next to the fire as a blessing to the autumn harvest and the spring crops or the summer crops. One can also see this as a celebration and a calibration with the hot qi of summer, which can manifest as this passion. The counsel of the Zhang Jishan Yin Shu is to enter the palace from evening to midnight, otherwise it injures the qi. So entering the palace refers to sexual intercourse, which is most beneficial during the growing yin time of day, in the evening between sunset and midnight. Excess modesty during summer is the manifestation of a malevolent yin left over from winter. So there's no need to be overly modest in the summertime. Save that modesty for the winter time when we're wanting to conserve our qi. This is the time to let your hair down, to have more wildness in your conduct. On that token, gatherings during the summer can be a collective demonstration of this joy of nature. And this natural fire brings a kind of unity through this collective demonstration of joy. We can unite differences through this warmth, this heat, such as living and dead, ancestors and children, young and old, woman and man, through this loving, warm, and happy conduct. It is the season to be more free in expressing your feelings, thoughts, and preferences with clarity. And just to be really clear, this is not an aggression, which is a kind of malevolent yang. This is a time for generosity, abundance, and strengthening bonds with our community. The Zhang Jishan Yin Shu counsels us to wash the hair frequently during the summer, but to not bathe often, bathing meaning languishing in a tub of warm water, because this is not in accordance with the faster pace of summer qi. So short showers, probably ending with cold water at the end, letting the head be fresh with that cold water or warm water, but not sitting around for long hours in a tub or sauna or sweat. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy your summertime and go to lots of gatherings, dance frequently, have a lot of fun, express your joy, be passionate, and spend some time in the garden to help calibrate, go for long walks. More of this can be found on my blog at bronwynila.com. You can look below and you will see a link to my site. I also offer Reiki trainings and other kinds of sessions, such as in my clinical practice, I do offer acupuncture, herbal tonics, massage, Rosen method, Reiki, and other kinds of qi harmonizing beneficial practices. And you can check me out on my website. I publish these every 6 weeks, these different podcasts on how to conduct ourselves with the qi. And you can also find many blogs about this on my Instagram account, Bronwyn Ayla, and my Facebook, Ayla Arts. Looking forward to being in connection with you.